Welcome to the Sexual Wellness for Women podcast, your trusted resource for sexual wellness during menopause and the different stages of life. I'm your host, I'm Allie, a board-certified sexologist, professional sex coach, and certified integrative wellness coach. As I pursue my PhD in mind-body medicine, I'm dedicated to providing you with the knowledge, tools, and support you need to navigate the complexities of sexual wellness. I combine scientific knowledge with a compassionate and holistic approach. I believe in the power of mind-body connection and the transformative potential of embracing our unique sexual selves. So whether you're in menopause, perimenopause, or you're simply seeking guidance on sexual wellness, this podcast is for you. It's time to prioritize your sexual well-being and embrace the vibrant, confident, and fulfilled woman that you are. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me a listen to. If you'd like to find out more about me, sign up for sex coaching or a sexologist appointment, please visit thepassionzone.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out our Desire and Passion Flower Essence combos. They're a little bit of holistic goodness working on your sexual wellness from the outside in. And just a note, flower essences do not interfere with any medication that you may be taking. We are on season 3. This is episode number 4. I hope you all are doing very well. I'm not doing too bad. In case you ask, well, how are you doing, Allie? Good. Let's go on to the weekend wellness tip. Limit alcohol and drugs. While they might lower inhibitions, they can also decrease sensitivity and arousal over time. Now, I know those Gen Xers who are listening, like myself, alcohol was our go-to choice for when we were younger, just to chill about absolutely anything. But as we age, we got to cut back a little bit on the alcohol, and definitely no drugs. Because we're having a hard enough time in menopause, right? So you add even the desensitivity and even the decreased arousal to menopause, and well, that could be some issues with yourself and your partner. Just something to think about, Gen X. Just something to think about. Now, the topic this week is navigating sexual health through aging. Now, today we're embarking on a journey through the landscape of sexual health as it evolves with age. This journey is unique for each of us, encompassing not only the well-known transitions like menopause, but also the least frequently discussed yet equally important phases, such as the postpartum period. Let's navigate these changes together, sharing insights and strategies to embrace a fulfilling sex life through every season of life. Our bodies are incredible, aren't they? They're consistently adapting through every stage of life, from reproductive years and beyond. While menopause often takes center stage in discussions about sexual health and aging, which, by the way, nobody ever tells us about, in our 20s and 30s or even 40s, so to Gen X, this was a surprise to us, the postpartum period is another critical phase that can significantly impact a woman's sexual well-being. Hormonal fluctuations, physical recovery from childbirth, and the emotional adjustments of adding a new member to your family can all influence your desire and comfort levels with sexual activity. Now, it's essential to recognize that these changes, whether due to menopause or postpartum, are natural. They don't signify an end to sexual satisfaction, but rather a transition to a new phase of discovery and adaptation. Solutions like lubricants can alleviate vaginal dryness, and patience and communication can help navigate the changes in sexual desire and intimacy postpartum. Open communication is the bedrock of a healthy and satisfying sex life, especially as our bodies and circumstances evolve. Postpartum period can bring a mix of emotions and physical challenges that might make sexual activity challenging. Discussing these feelings and experiences with your partner can foster intimacy and understanding, helping you find new ways to connect and express affection that accommodate your changing needs. Maintaining sexual health is crucial, not only in the context of aging, but also during your postpartum. Regular exercise, including pelvic floor exercises, can improve physical recovery, enhance sexual sensation, and support overall well-being. regular checkups and open conversations with your healthcare provider about sexual function are equally as important, ensuring you receive the support and guidance you need to navigate this time. In every stage of life, especially with postpartum and menopause, it offers an opportunity for sexual rediscovery. It's a chance to explore what brings joy and satisfaction, whether that's through solo exploration, the use of toys, or sharing new fantasies with your partner. Embracing self-love and masturbation can also play a critical role in this journey, offering a pathway to understand your evolving preferences and needs. And I'd like to add something here, that what turned us on in our 20s and 30s and 40s can be completely different in our 50s and beyond. So make a note of that, that if different things turn you on and turn you off, make sure you note that to yourself and that you tell your partner. And these different changes and what can arouse you and what can make sex a no-go can also happen after you have a baby. That is why communication with your partner is so crucial. You have to open up. You have to talk to one another without judgment, right? It's important to keep those lines open. Now, aging and transitioning through life stages are natural parts of our existence. They bring changes that don't diminish our worth or our capacity for pleasure, but rather invite us to explore new dimensions of intimacy and joy. I encourage you to approach these transitions with an open heart and curiosity, ready to discover the rich experiences they offer. And I want to thank you for joining me today as we jumped into the evolving nature of sexual health with age. And I also want to thank you for joining me here on this episode of Sexual Wellness for Women. If you found this information valuable and enjoyed the topic, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. Your feedback helps me reach more people and spread the message of sexual wellness. Remember, the more listeners we have, the more people I can help have their aha moments regarding their sexual well-being. So please, share this podcast with your friends, family, and anyone who can benefit from these discussions. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, where I share even more tips, tricks, and inspiration on those platforms to support you in your journey. Lastly, I want to remind you that you are a wonderful sexual being. Embrace your uniqueness, care for yourself, and prioritize your sexual well-being. Remember, pleasure and fulfillment are your birthright. And I want to thank you for tuning in again. I'm so grateful that you found my little podcast and that you've listened through all the way here to the end. I hope you have a passionate week ahead, and I'll catch you next time for some more empowering topics on sexual wellness for women. In the whirlwind of life, your desires and passions shouldn't be what fades away. The desire package, exclusively at the Passion Zone, is here to reignite that spark within you. Imagine a world where your energy is balanced, your passions are ignited, and your sensuality is explored. With personalized sessions, unique flower essence combos, and a guide to keep your energy in harmony, the Desire Package is more than a treatment, it's a transformation. Rediscover yourself with our 30-minute one-to-one discussions, tailored energy stream balancing, and practical resources designed to nurture your sexual desire and passion. Let us help you navigate through the layers of life so you can truly embrace the sensual woman within. Visit thepassionzone.com today and let's awaken the desire that's been waiting for you. The Desire Package, where your journey to rediscovery begins.